Sell me your car today. This is Clay Edwards, and I want to buy your car, truck, or SUV today. Are you tired of dealing with all the marketplace maniacs and the Craigslist crazies? I hear nightmare stories every day about counterfeit checks for vehicles here in central Mississippi. Did you know if you get ripped off with a counterfeit check, your insurance company will not cover you? Let me make you a fair market value offer for your vehicle today. Contact me today at claybuyscars.com. That's claybuyscars.com. Boom, shaka, laka, boom. You've tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I am, of course, Clay Edwards, and I am live. We are live on 103.9 FM WYAB here in central Mississippi, broadcasting from the WYAB studios out here at our little Freedom of Speech First Amendment outpost in Flora, Mississippi. Hope everybody's having a good morning out there. Roads are a little slick. Be careful today. It sounds like all week, according to the weather I just heard, but hopefully that's for North Mississippi, not us. I hate driving in the rain. All right, the Guns and Gear text line, if you want to chime in this morning, 769-241-1944. We're going to have two questions of the day, one in each hour. We got a loaded show. Let's see here. The Mazda of Jackson phone line. Guys, if y'all are in the market for a new car, you know, want to get a good interest rate, nice leases, a good dependable vehicle, get by Mazda of Jackson and see my friends over there. Bunch of folks I've known for a long time are working there. Good folks. We're going to tell you more about them throughout the show today. So Mazda of Jackson, phone line 601-879-0002. I'd hit a brick wall creatively last night. This last couple days, you know, just like in Jackson last week, there were 6 homicides in 7 days. Most of them happened at gas stations. 2 of them were domestic, so on and so forth. You know, it gets to a point, and don't get me wrong, that's where my bread is buttered. It's talking about Jackson, Mississippi crime. But even for me, it just gets a little boring after a while. And then I'll try to hit some national stuff. Like, all right, well, what's Trump doing? You know, all right, nothing spectacular. He did raise $50 million. Anyway, I say all that to say that I get a little boring sometimes. I get a little bored with it sometimes, looking for stuff to talk about, looking for stuff to be mad about or find interesting. That's why we have topics like we did yesterday. So I asked Facebook last night. You know, y'all are the most important part of this show. I'm just the guy with the mouth. That sounds bad. Anyway, I asked y'all. I said, hey, man, help a brother out. I need a few topics to hit. So the second hour, the whole second hour is going to be like a rapid fire. I got about 100 comments or so by the time I'd gone to bed last night at 10 o'clock. We'll see how many are there. I hadn't looked at my Facebook this morning, but we're going to run through those topics in the second hour. The first question of the day, and this is actually from that Facebook comment, but those Facebook comments and suggestions I got. First question of the day. This is kind of piggybacking off of the Satanic Temple Church idiots out there in Morton. Should corporal punishment be allowed in schools? And if your answer is no, I want to hear why, preferably by phone call. And I want you to try to walk me through why it shouldn't be. The Mazda of Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. And look, the text line, that's my entire social media too. So you don't actually have to send it to that number if you know how to reach me in other places. If it's my Facebook, my Instagram, my X, they're all at SaveJXN. You know, I get messages from every angle during the show. I don't mind, you know, I try to check all of them as we're going here. So, hey, real quick, before we move into the blood and guts of the show, We got a sale running all week over at buyfafo.com. If you want to get one of my shirts, hats, flags, it would be much appreciated. You buy one of anything, shirt, hat, or flag, at full price, you're going to get a second shirt, hat, or flag for 50% off. So instead of $60 for two items, only $45 plus tax and shipping. Can't beat that. It's been some of the hottest merch I've ever been a part of. And excited to see more of you guys with it. We hadn't sold many of the hats. I thought they'd be a banger. So grab some hats. I bought plenty of them. I need to sell some of them. So I buy a shirt, get you a hat half price. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. I got to work out the details today. I don't normally announce interviews ahead of time, but it's pretty much all done, minus letting the ink dry on the exact date. We're going to have Jerry Mitchell, legendary journalist, here on the show to discuss the Goon Squad stuff as the state sentencing comes up this week. I believe it's tomorrow, Wednesday, I think. So we'll have Jerry Mitchell on the show here very soon. Excited about that. All right. We got one text in on the Guns and Gear text line concerning corporal punishment. Southern Ordnance says, my principal, sometimes I hate this app that I use. Here we go. My principal had a 2-foot wooden paddle with holes drilled in it so he could swing it faster. Seemed to work well on us as teenagers. I think every principal in the South had that same ruler, unless we had the same principal. You know, so how I ended up becoming a high school dropout, and this probably makes my argument against my point, is I was at Byram. It was 10th grade. I'd gotten in a fight with some guys over the weekend. And I get to school, and I'd been skipping school some, so I kind of ended up in the principal's office. I was not a good kid. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad. I ended up in a principal's office, and he was like, you want to take 3 days at home or in-school suspension? And I think some of it involved getting – one of the options involved getting paddled as well. I think maybe it was get paddled and take 3 days at home or take in-school suspension. It was some weird caveat there that involved getting my butt beat. I didn't have any interest in that. So I took the in-school suspension. That's what it was. Well, I'd be dang if I didn't walk in the in-school suspension. And three of the four guys we had gotten in a fight with at the McDonald's parking lot that Saturday night weren't all in in-school suspension. And they start tapping each other like, hey, there he is. There he is. I was woefully outnumbered. So I'm like, I got to go back to the principal's office. I go back in there. It's like, I'd like to just take my 3 days at home and that paddling. They're like, no, it's too late. Get on back into in-school. I checked on out. I was like, I ain't getting lynched in the hallway here at Byram High School. And that was the end of my high school career. Not necessarily. I actually ended up going to Hillcrest for a little while and just eventually made my way over to Hines Community College. You know, I joke around about the high school dropout thing, but what I did was I went to Hines because I was young. I had to take a VOTEC class for a year and a half or so because I had to be in school. So I got a sales and marketing, automotive parts marketing degree, and I got my GED, and then I got an associate's degree out there in sales and marketing too. So I was actually graduating Hines with an associate's degree about the same time my class was graduating high school with their diploma. So I actually had a head start. I don't know what happened to me. Let's take a call. Hey, you're on there.
Good morning. This is Buddy. Look, I'm a product of the 60s. Every coach and the principal walked around with a board. Now, not to say I was a problem, but we had an option. I'd just go in on Monday and take my 5 licks, and then I had a pass the rest of the week. And that's no joke. That's the way it worked. Because they knew I was going to at least get in one fight during the week. And I went to Clinton, and but Joe Treloar was principal, had Billy Ray Smith, Roy Burkett, and Al Brooks for coaches. And they could lift your butt slap off the floor when they got on you. Now, how many years has it been since you would have, if you had graduated on your graduation date, would it be if you've been out?
20, would have been 96, so 23 years or so.
Okay, well, my oldest boy.
No, that's terrible math. Almost 30 years.
It's 20.
Almost 30. Yeah.
You remember, you know, 28. You know my last name. You remember Gabe and Jake?
Yes.
Okay, Gabe, this is his 20 year. You know, he looked like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. corporal punishment's nothing wrong with it. I mean, I tore my boy's butts up. All of them. And I did, I locked one in his room for an entire summer because of a drug infraction. And guess what? He's still not doing drugs, and he's in his 40s. And my boy said I was like a combination of if a drill instructor and a prison guard got married and had a baby, I would have been the product. But I was a whole lot looser than my dad was. And let me say something about all these people think the coaches beat your butt and all's bad. I visited every one of them for years after I graduated high school. And up until the time they died, I went to their funerals. I visited them in nursing homes. I didn't fear them. I had a healthy respect for them. And I can say now the statute of limitations. We had a boy transfer in one time that was sort of he was from up north where the talk were up, and I had a coach come by and told me to baptize the boy. So I beat the snot out of him. Well, he came back to school. Coach got me and told me I didn't do a good enough job. And now let me tell you what happened. For fighting back then, you got 5 licks. He went down, we went out to the locker room. They carried him in the back, give him his 5 licks, set him down, carried me back in the back. They hit the shoulder pads 5 times, and I had my licks. But I would do anything for those people. I mean, over the years, you know, I visited. And I loved my coaches. And that's, I tell you what, little healthy fear is a good thing for somebody that's in authority. And, you know, my kids had a little healthy fear for me. So, but look, I enjoy it, brother.
Buddy, I enjoy it too, man. Thank you for calling in. I was in a business meeting the other day, and your name came up. You got some fans out there that enjoy your phone calls, brother.
All right. Well, look, I appreciate you. Have a good day.
You as well, man. Peace out. I'll tell you what, man. When I was younger, you know, people used to always say, listen to your elders, listen to your elders, listen to your elders. As I've gotten older, there's nothing I enjoy more on a social, in a social setting is listening to my elders. I'm about to get together with Buddy sometime. I'll tell you what I really want to do one day. I know if people's schedules may or may not be able to do it, and I understand that. Like a lot of times on Fridays, me and the boys, we'll meet up down at like Martin's, for example. And we'll just sit there. We may get there at 11 o'clock and not leave till 2. It's almost time to order a second round of country fried steak. We sit there so long. But just get a crew of us together, man. Crew of the listeners. Guys like Buddy, whoever else. Be open invite. And we meet somewhere and we have us a good long lunch. Maybe it's a dinner one night. I don't know. I like lunch. Because if I got to get up and come do this the next morning, I got to do show prep and all that, you know, all that jazz. So it's got to be like a Friday night, and that's usually girlfriend time there. But like lunchtime is the time. I think everybody is still awake and attentive. And, man, just have a good Clay Edwards show. It ain't even got to be a Clay Edwards show thing. It can just be a WYAB listener lunch or something like that. And just hang out, no time limits. If you got to go, you got to go. If you can stay, stay. And I'll tell you, man, we got to build community. And that's how we defeat some of this nonsense. I've been saying it forever. I jokingly have called it like an apocalypse posse. Like guys that you know you can depend on when the crap hits the fan. You know, some people call it networking groups or whatever. You know, we obviously a lot of like-minded individuals. We may have our differences, whatever. But who would you rather break bread with? Somebody that's like-minded? Or somebody that is actively funding your destruction? Actively funding the destruction of your way of life? Now, I'm not saying I won't do business with Democrats. I mean, nothing like that. But there's these big corporations out there who are actively funding our demise. If I got to pay a little bit more to use the independent local dude for whatever, whether it's groceries, it's HVAC repair, buying a car, whatever. There's a car dealership chain in this town right now that is funded by George Soros. I'll let you do your research there. I won't do business with them, and I used to work for them. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by Guns in Gear, located right there, Highway 51 North in Gluckstadt, Mississippi, right there at the corner of 51 and Yandale Road. One of my buddies, shout out to Nathan Rushing, went out there the other day and caught a picture of the boss man himself, Mr. Hunter, wearing the FAFO hat. Much appreciate Hunter for his support as an advertiser and as a hat purchaser. So look, man, get over there. Check out Guns and Gear. Hunter is always out there scouring the internet. Is that a saying? Scouring the internet. Scavenging the internet, maybe? Anyway, looking hard for unique items to buy for Guns and Gear. They keep one of the coolest selections of guns in the area. They're always looking for estate sales and buying stuff that's hard to find. You know, maybe you've just seen it on the internet. They probably got it there. So, get by, check them out. They're the home of No Limit Ammo, as well as they got you taken care of on all of your Cerakoting and gunsmithing needs. And they got all the parts and accessories you can imagine. That's Guns and Gear. Shop them online, gunsandgearms.com. And don't forget, they buy guns. You gotten yourself in a bind or whatever the case may be. Maybe the wife is a little angry at you. You bought one too many guns. Maybe she wants a little diamond. Let Guns and Gear help you out. I can think of a million reasons why you probably need to shake off one of those guns that you don't need. I'm kidding. There's no such thing as a gun you don't need. But if you run into a bind, Guns and Gear will help take it off your hands. All right. Let's see here. Speaking of Guns and Gear, Hunter said it was a FAFO shirt. My bad. You need a hat, Hunter. Let's see. We're going to do a lot of gear shifting today, as I like to call it, changing subjects. But I do want to read a couple of your texts. Hang on. Oh, yeah, somebody just asked. Justin asked on the Guns and Gear text line what the promo code was for the buy one, get one half off on the website. It's FAFO50. FAFO50 at buyfafo.com. Buy one item at full price, get the other 50% off. Well, let's see here. Jess says, So when you register your child for school, they have a form asking if you're okay with paddling. That has me to thinking. I wasn't the best kid in school, and as many times as I was called in the office, I never got a spanking from the principal, Northwest Rankin. It's not 8 o'clock yet. Y'all still got kids in the car. I was going to ask if maybe, you know, getting spanked in school as a kid led to you enjoying being spanked now. I guess I said it anyway. Food for thought. Appreciate you, Justin. Yeah, man. Thank you for a note. I've run in my mouth. I forgot to mention the actual promo code. Let's see here. Unknown texter. Like the idiots we were, we'd make paddles in shop class for gifts to the teachers. My goodness. Clearly, you have a fetish for pain. I think we're caught up on the text there. Guns and Gear text line 769-241-1944. Guys, yesterday was a total eclipse of the heart. And America, frankly, the world lost its ever-loving mind yesterday. And a Florida woman, decided to go on a mass shooting spree. Let's see here, pulling up the article now. Here it is, breaking. A woman checked out of a Florida hotel and told staff that she was going on a God-directed shooting spree because of the solar eclipse. Then shot two drivers on Interstate 10 before being arrested and charged with attempted murder. Black girl, looks kind of like Lil Wayne. You know, there's some crimes that you just associate with, like, white people stuff. And this would have definitely been one that I would have thought was some white people stuff. Going on a interstate shooting spree because God told you to. So I was a little surprised. I had stereotyped this as one of my people. But thankfully not. But at least she is a believer. Thankfully nobody got injured as well. So there's nut job number one for the day. God told her to go on an internet shooting spree. See, this is why when people do stuff like that, it gives religion a bad name. I just want to throw that out there. Let's pull up the other article here. Now, this may, in fact, be the dumbest thing anybody said yesterday. Did y'all know that there were 17 different states under emergency orders? What do they call it? 17 different states issued a state of emergency yesterday because it got dark outside. 17 different states had a state of emergency over darkness. I am the darkness. But that's not even the dumbest thing that I heard yesterday. I just want to give a shout out to the ladies at The View because they have been endless content for this show. And this morning is, in fact, no different. What's this girl's name? Sunny Hostin. Sunny blames the solar eclipse on climate change.
Those things together would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
That's more
or something
point.
Is really
except
going
Earth is
on.
Returning.
Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground.
No.
It
happens.
How
and
the
eclipse, they've known about the eclipse coming because eclipses happen, and they actually can say when these things are going to happen.
Climate change. I saw somebody else say this. And just in case they're listening, I don't want to steal it and make it my own. Somebody asked on Twitter last night, when will we start looking at these climate change idiots like we look at flat earthers? I already do. But I don't think ever, unfortunately, because climate change has become a bit of a religion. It's another mass industrial complex. The climate change industrial complex. I mean, there's entire automotive brands built on the climate change hoax. I mean, the whole thing. And I always go back to this climate change nonsense. If America's the only one, well, not the only one. I know the super duper nut jobs that I used to have respect for, Canadians. I know they're doing, I know some of the European countries are burning clean fuel and all this nonsense. Again, all a hoax. Kids, if you're in the car right now with your parents, climate change is not real. not man-made. We can't do anything about it. That's life. But as long as China and, you know, some of these other countries are doing what they do, us doing what we do don't make a difference. Anyway, climate change stuff is not my expertise. It ain't my hill to die on. But all I have to do, and I tell you all this kind of stuff all the time, it's like keeping good enemies. I judge people by the enemies they keep. This is no different. It's the same people who are just on the, what is the current thing? Let me explain that to you. The people who are screaming about climate change also think Black Lives Matter. The people screaming about climate change also think trans rights are human rights. The people screaming about climate change also think Joe Biden won the election. The people screaming about climate change are also typically LGBTQ, but also go and march for abortion rights. Like, bro, you checked out of that argument. You don't get to make that argument anymore. The people, same people who think climate change is real also say that love trumps hate while they scream and yell nasty, hateful things. Let's read a few texts real quick before we take a break. Let's see here. Blake says, at this point, I can't even bear to listen to those women on The View anymore. They have no clue how stupid they look every day on that show. You know, somebody told me one time that this was the dumbest show they'd ever heard. And I was only insulted because I knew that The View existed. Mazda Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Bobcat says, you didn't just say internet shooting spree, did you? I don't know. Did I? Bobcat, I say things and get 5 minutes from it and have zero recollection of what I said sometimes. I have to go back and listen to the podcast every day. Last text before we take our break. Unknown texture. All the reason to conceal carry. People, crazy people like that. Yeah, talking about the girl. I agree. I mean, I've never been a carry in the store guy. Every time I see like an open carry guy in the store, I'm like, save some Second Amendment for the rest of us, big dog. Because I just think you make yourself a target when your enemy knows what you got. Now, some people say, I ain't effing around with them because I don't want to find out. I don't want to totally disparage the open carry crowd. Because I still want you in my foxhole. But the concealed carry is a much more reasonable way to go. And it don't matter where you're at. It don't matter if you're in Jackson, Madison, Brandon, Pearl. There's crazy people everywhere. It's always good to be prepared. And you can get prepared out of Guns and Gear. Go get you a nice little, I call it like a pocket pistol. A little micro gun. That's my next purchase. And get one of the little belt buckles that I can hide it behind or something to that extent. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. A1 Gear and Auto. Be your first and last stop for any and all automotive repairs you may have, with the exception of diesel engine repairs. We have places here that advertise on WYAB if you need your diesel engine repaired. Stay listening for those. But A1 Gear and Auto's got you covered on everything else. You got a diesel truck? Need any other work done on it? They got you. What they specialize in and what they've been the industry leader in has been your ring and pinion. So have your four-wheel drive, your rear end, your transfer case, all that stuff, front-wheel drive vehicles, they got you covered. If you have any issues with that, you'll know it when you do. It'll be unmistakable usually. You can feel a slack. You can hear a roar. It kind of jerks and herks and twerks and all that stuff. But hey, look, even if you, your AC ain't working, heat ain't working, check engine light on, brakes, ball joints, U-joints, they got you covered. A1 Gear and Auto, Highway 49 South in Florence. They're going to diagnose it right the first time. The owner himself, Justin, gets in these vehicles, drives them, if they're drivable, diagnoses what it is, checks it, makes sure that's what it is, gets the parts, gets it on there. If he tells you, Clay's going to be ready Tuesday at 5 p.m., you can have an Uber pick you up and drop you off there Tuesday at 5 p.m., and it's going to be ready. Unless he calls and says, hey, we ran into something else. You know, don't get me wrong. There is gray area there. But you're not going to be there waiting on your vehicle 99 times out of 100. And they're just, that's, everybody's time is important. Time is money. Time is money for them, too. So, I hadn't had a problem with them yet. Been using them almost 2 years now for all of my families and friends and my personal vehicles doing stuff. You know, the best review I can give anybody, the best ad read I can give anybody is I've let them work on my daughter's vehicle and my girlfriend's vehicle and her kids' vehicles and my parents' vehicles. These are the people I love the most in this world. If I trust them for that, I feel very, very comfortable sitting here and telling y'all that you can too. So that's A1 Gear and Auto, Florence, Mississippi, Highway 49 South. If you're heading south on 49, you pass everybody's favorite Tom Fried Pies right there in that shopping center. Keep going down south a little bit, a mile and a half, something like that, 2 miles, and you're going to see it right there on the right, big white building, big red sign, A1 Gear and Auto. I want to shift gears completely real quick. Thank you all for the conversation about corporal punishment and all that last couple segments. I just stumbled across something on the Twitterverse that I did not have planned to talk about. Jay Allen, 1985, on Twitter just shared this. It is basically some Never Trumpers again. It's some Republicans against Trump. And we have this lady here named Eileen. She is a Mississippi Republican against Trump. And this right here goes to exactly what I've been saying about some of these Republicans in this state. There's two different kinds of Republicans, just like there's two different kinds of lefties. There's Democrats like Sean, who are kind of your old school Bill Clinton type Democrats. And then there's your progressive rainbow supremacy nut jobs on the left, progressive, you know what I'm saying. And then over here on our side, there's your country club conservatives. And then there's your blue collar barstool conservative, MAGA, America First. Like, I think Eileen here is kind of your Roger Wicker type conservative. So here's what Eileen said about voting for Trump or not voting for Trump. You got to watch out for these Eileens of the world. And if you know Eileen, you need to tune Eileen up. Come on, Eileen. Quit being so stupid.
Hi, my name is Eileen. I live in Diamond Head, Mississippi. And I am a Republican, a longtime Republican. And I will not vote for Trump this year. The insurrection, I truly believe that he was a part of that and caused a lot of the things that really, truly saddened me. And I think Trump tends to be a bully, somewhat of a dictator, trying to be king of the United States. And that really scares me a whole lot. Trump, you know, someone mentioned this once, and they said, he's like a toddler. And, you know, that I think is a great description, a narcissistic toddler. And I'm not sure what's going to happen in this current race. I know that I will not support him if he's the Republican candidate. So I do have friends that are supporting Donald Trump. And some of them say, well, we don't like his personality, but we like his programs. But just listening to him talk and and the way he cuts down people, cuts down the military. Trump said McCain was the loser because he was imprisoned. Mm-hmm. And then I think he's criticized Nikki Haley's husband for serving. How can people still support him while he says these things about our military? I don't understand. I voted for Donald Trump in 2020, and I will not vote for Donald Trump this year. All those lies that he's put out there, and he is critical of our military, critical of individuals in the military, and is looking to be a dictator or a monarch. Who does that? Who does that? I believe that we're a country that we work together with the Democrats, the Republicans, and independents to make what's best for our country and best for everybody in our country. And I don't see that happening with Donald Trump.
I got lots of questions. And that, by the way, that was paid for by Republican voters against Trump. Lots of questions there, Eileen. First off, you're in Diamond Head, Mississippi. You don't sound like a Mississippian to me. I don't hear no Southern drawl. Are you a snowbird? Did you come down here from somewhere else? Because I don't think you. There's no way. There's absolutely no way in hell that you can sit here and say, I voted for Trump in 2020. And things have gone so well under Biden that you now don't think Trump is the better of the two candidates because of the insurrection. Are we talking about the same kind of insurrection? Do we need to leave the INS off the front? I love how we act like just because somebody was served in the military, they're now above reproach. There's plenty of good people in the military, and there's plenty of bad people that have served in the military. That doesn't mean they're off limits. Period. I don't care what you've done in your life. Just because you also happen to serve in the military, thank you for your service, but that doesn't mean you're still not an a-hole. You get to question things. Our military currently allows people to come in and get a government-funded sex change. I got some problems with our military right now. Not our boots-on-ground soldiers, but the military-industrial complex, I got some problems with it. I don't agree on that. I don't think men that wear dresses and pretend to be women and or have had their wangs cut off, they're still a guy. They're just a guy without a wang. Those are crazy people. And you're putting them in leadership in the military. Anyway, I don't even want to go down this conversation right now. We're going to talk about Eileen some more. Let's take a break. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, get down to Martin's downtown today for the best plate lunch in all of Hinds County. And don't forget, they're open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. every day. Hey, if you're out in the Madison County area, Flora, Madison County, Highway 22 and 463, I stopped by the new Martin's Market. That's right. They got a gas station now as they prepare to open up the Martin's at Livingston. They bought the Livingston gas station, Livingston Marketplace, and it is now Martin's Market. It's full service. A fella came out to pump my gas for me. I went in. They got fresh chicken biscuits and sausage and biscuits and stuff in the mornings. I think sausage. It was either chicken or sausage. They've completely redone it in there. They're constantly loading new stuff in. It looks great, and you're supporting just great locally owned. Folks, man, get out there, check it out now if you're in the area. Martin's Market, right there at Livingston on the corner of Highway 22 and 463 in Madison County. Let's see here. I'll read a couple of your texts real quick. Sorry, my phone pulled up. Ty says, you know, this would happen. All right, Ty says they'll just lead the entire squad to their death. Long text. Not going to be able to get a text in. We'll read the text on the other side of the break, and then we're also going to hit all of the listener request topics from Facebook. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back. Boom goes the dynamite. It's hour two of The Realest Show on the radio. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I want to welcome Noel Daniels Motor Company to the show as a partner here. I've got the website pulled up now. You just go to NoelDaniels.com. Is it not? NoelDaniels.cars. NoelDaniels.cars. That's even cooler than .com. NoelDaniels.cars, located right there on Woodgate Drive in Brandon. If you're familiar with where the old club gym, I think it's called Complete Fitness now, is, it's right there, back behind the Mazios and all that stuff there in Cross Gates area. Get by there, check them out, or check them out online, NoelDanielsCars.com. Get by there, see the entire crew, Mr. Noel himself, Daniel Freeman, Josh, Cord. They got a great crew of folks working over there, locally owned, locally operated. I ain't got to tell you who Noel Daniels is. He's a legend in the business. Him and his commercials with Morty the Muppet, the puppet. One of my first jobs out of Heinz was delivering parts at the old Ford store that he was partner in. And man, I asked him one time when I was a kid, and I told him this not too long ago. I said, I was probably 18, 19 years old. I asked him about this kind of the silly commercials with the puppet and Morty and all that. And he said something that really stuck. And I've taken it as I've gotten older. It really, really is burned in my brain. I asked him why the silly commercials, and he said, well, because people remember them more than anything you can do, talking about a price or a discount or anything else. People remember stuff that's, we'll just say, funny, silly, whatever. And man, was he right. Still to this day, Morty and Noel are still doing commercials, and they've even drugged my buddy Daniel Freeman into the act. So, look, man, these are just good folks. Get over there. See them today. Check them out online. I'm sitting here looking at some of their inventory, man. They got a 2020 BMW 3 Series for $27,000. They got a really nice, if you're going through a midlife crisis, or you just like Corvettes, I may be both. They got an 05 Candy Apple Red, white convertible top with only 23,000 miles for $29,500. They got a slew of 25 HD 2500 Chevrolet trucks and more. Here's a nice 2016 Tahoe, 134,000 miles for $24,000. Not a bad price at all on that Tahoe. It looks like a loaded up one too. I see chrome rims, all that stuff. It's LT. So check them out, NoelDaniels.cars, or swing by in person. Check it all out. So I'm telling you, look, I like to shop online as much as the next guy. But with vehicles, it's just one of the things I like to go put my hands on. I want to check it out. I want to see if there's anything I don't see. I want to drive it. I want to get a vibe for it because there's some stuff that I like. And then I get in it and I drive it and I'm like, I don't like this. Cars, in particular, trucks, that more than anything. So get over there, see them today. Tell them Clay sent you. And hey, you want to sell your car? They buy cars too. So get by there. Let them make you an offer on it. Be sure to tell them I sent you. All right. I want to circle back to Eileen again. I know what I said I was going to do, but I want to read some of your texts because you guys sent in some good texts. Eileen is a never-Trumper Mississippi, air quotes in the studio, Republican voter. Your McCain party. Those are Democrats. They're not Republicans. If you ain't down with Trump, you ain't a Republican. I'm just telling you, you don't have to like that. It's just fact. You're no longer, if you're not going to vote, now you don't have to like him, but if you made your mind up that you ain't voting for Trump, you're no longer a conservative, a Republican. Which, I mean, I don't even like calling myself a Republican, but for the sake of national politics, it is what it is. In Mississippi, it doesn't necessarily mean you're a Trumper. There's a lot of folks down there at that Capitol that have bamboozled y'all into thinking they're Trump supporters. You know, and that's okay. I'm not going to get into a rant about it. Let me read Ty's text on the Guns of Gear text line. He says, she's not a Republican at all, using rhetoric like that. He kind of scares me. Screams progressive with pink hair. says, quote, the only way she cut, the way he cuts down people. You mean after the people he goes after that go after him? He also says, being 100% honest, I'd get a dishonorable discharge if I had any training as my squad leader. They can't even make rational decisions about their body. How are they going to make rational decisions on the battlefield? He also says, they'll just lead the entire squad to their death. Then all of those people that died will have their names associated with fighting for LGBTQ rights. And man, I couldn't have said it better myself. Could not have said it better myself. These people can't make a rational decision about their gender, but we expect them to make fully rational, well thought out decisions on the battlefield? No, sir. No, sir. How about you start a whole trans unit and let them figure it out? Maybe they'll be the best of the best and we'll all be wrong. I hope. I mean, I hope they are. You know, I don't want to see any soldier get hurt or left behind. But I got my doubts. I wouldn't bet on it. Josh on the Guns of Gear text line says, she sounds like a Dumblican. Has she looked around any place other than Diamond Head? Does she enjoy paying triple what she was for everything? Biden insults tax-paying Americans daily. Something else we're going to talk about before we get out of here today is the fact that Biden is ready to wipe the college debt clean for $10 million. Well, wipe a chunk of it clean for 10 million college students. Okay, but what about just people that didn't go to college still? Do I just get a $5,000 write-off on my taxes? You want to further the divide between college grads and school of life people? Further drive a wedge into this rivalry? This is how you do it. You make us pay for their liberal arts degree, their underwater basket weaving degree, their critical race theory degree, their DEI degree. And that's just the stuff I don't agree with. I don't want to pay for your engineering degree. I don't want to pay for your sales and marketing, your business, or anything else you learned at college. Your voyeurism, anything. That's how you do it. That's how you drive this nation further apart, is you make the people who get up every day, put their boots on, go to work, and been doing it since the day they stepped out of high school. Friend of the family right now, 18 years old, on his way down for offshore training, going on an oil rig. He'll be making more money in 2 weeks than I would say, probably, I don't have any stats to back this up off the top of my head, but I'm just going to shoot from the hip here. 50% of college grads coming out of school after 4 years. He's going to be making more money than them when he gets his first check in 2 weeks, 30 days, however it works off there. He's going for training for the next 3 or 4 days, come back home for the weekend, then Monday he leaves for a two-week hitch. When he comes back, after a full month, whatever, he'll be making more money than most college grads do. He's 18 years old, been 18 a week. So this is for me. This is what I want to do. I want to go work, get in, get that money. Great text, Josh. Dave says, anyone that claims January 6th was an insurrection is not, nor ever has been, a Republican. Eli said, bully. That was MSM brainwash speak. Unknown texture. Eileen is not very bright. She'd rather throw the country away than vote for a guy who's a little abrasive. Paul, the McCain Republicans are insufferable. I never liked John McCain. I did not. The only reason I voted for John McCain, you know, they always talk about pick your poison. People like to pretend that Trump versus Clinton was a pick your poison. Trump was not poison. Trump was, I lined up, I'd have cut a pinky off to vote for Donald Trump. There was no pick my poison. That was the first time in my life I felt passionate about voting for somebody. It was the first time in my life I felt like a politician represented me. Now, yeah, he's a New York billionaire. I can't help it. It ain't my fault that I'm drawn towards a New York billionaire. It's these other fake-ass politicians for the last forever that have alienated folks like me. What does that say? That says more about them than it does about me. I've had this conversation with Sean Lotson here. If y'all listen to when Sean York runs here on Wednesdays and Fridays. Now, we didn't ask for Trump to be the guy that resonated with us. It wasn't like any of us woke up and had a meeting and said, all right, blue-collar guys. How about, all right, non-college grad guys. I think Donald Trump really represents our Mississippi values. It says so little about the other guys that Trump did, in fact, represent our values. I ain't voting for I'm not voting for Trump to be the moral compass of this country. I don't need that. I am my own moral compass. Continuing. Great text this morning. Unknown texter. 1 in 3 Zoomers don't have a job or unable to keep a job. We're in a four-party system that didn't have four-party candidates. All right. Man. So I'm not going to vote for Trump. He's mean. You're going to vote for Biden after 4 years of seeing what Biden's done for this country? That's where your vote's going? There's a Twitter handle on Facebook called like Republicans for Brandon Presley or something like that. It's obviously ran by Democrats. But it's the same kind of rhetoric they spit. All right, let me go to my Facebook page here. You guys gave me a ton of topics, so we're going to do this rapid fire thing. Tell you what, it's already time for the first break. Let's take our break. When we come back, we're doing rapid fire topics. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back. The segment, guys. Weather's coming through. Looks like the next few days we are going to have a lot of nasty weather. It said 6 to 8 inches of rain, I think I saw, or maybe 4 to 7. Let's just say up to a half foot of rain or more in the next few days here in central Mississippi. Good chance when you got that much rain that you're going to end up finding out if your roof has a leak or not, or you may end up needing a new roof if the winds are bad enough. So keep Watkins Construction or Roofing in mind, locally owned, locally operated. As professional as it gets when it comes to your roof repair. They're going to be in contact with you the entire time. They're going to be in contact with your insurance company. They're going to make sure it's done right. They're going to get it done. They're going to be professional. They're not going to mess up your landscaping. They're not going to be playing disrespectful, bumpity bump, bump, bump music while they're out there doing it. They're all going to be dressed in their Watkins gear. Just going to know it's being done by a great crew. And just go look at some of their 5-star reviews. Over 500 of them on Google alone. Check out Watkins Construction and Roofing. Again, locally owned, locally operated. The website, nomoreroofleak.com. Nomoreroofleak.com. Watkins Construction and Roofing. They'll come out today. Well, maybe not today, but call today, and they'll come out. They'll do a free, complimentary, same thing, roof assessment. Let you know if you just need some repair or if you need the whole thing replaced. So, good folks over there, man. All right. Let's run down some rapid fire. This was on my Facebook last night. I had 127 comments, so I appreciate everybody. I don't think we're going to get to 127 thing. Kim Harrington says, how about ways to help juveniles? Let me tell you what we did real quick. I hit a brick wall creatively last night, and I asked Facebook, give me some topics y'all want to hear me talk about. These are those topics. Kim Harrington, how about ways to help juveniles in Rankin County, Mississippi? Housing crisis, homelessness, poverty. I work at the youth court, and these kids and families need support. So, Clay, if you can, shine a light on these topics, please. community engagement. That's above my pay grade. Just to be honest with you there. When I see poverty, I think, get a job. And I know it's not always that easy. I do. But there's enough great examples out there of people who wanted it bad enough that they got out of it. You just got to want it. There's going to be some tough times. There's going to be some grinding. There's going to be some missed meals. But if you want it bad enough, no matter what it is, you can accomplish it. What I would recommend for those kids is stay away from kids. This is whether it's Rankin County, Jackson, or anywhere else. If you know the people you're with are doing dumb stuff, potentially breaking the law, stay away from them. Find a book to read. There's a lot of mentor programs out there. Try to find one. Get involved in a church. The church will help out the church will help out children who need it. Get a good church family, and it can take you a long, long way. People are ready to serve. That would be my immediate recommendation without getting into funding for housing and all that. That's above my pay grade. But if these kids want it bad enough, I just saw the poverty thing, and I don't accept excuses for poverty. You know, generational or not, if you want it, you can get it. You can get out of it. Jay Johnson says, talk about your story, how you landed in this job from car sales. And my answer is real simple. I got really mad and started talking, and I never shut up. And apparently I was saying things that others were scared to say. And people embraced that, and I stuck with it. And here I am. I started with a Facebook page, and I started with a podcast, and then I had to buy 1 hour a week of radio time here at WYAB every Saturday morning at like 10 a.m. I paid $100, $120, $150, I don't remember what it was. I bought an hour, invested in myself, and it got enough traction, and I used that for my podcast. It was just called the Save Jackson Podcast then, and I used that for my podcast, and then Matt, the owner, said, hey, we'd like to extend an invitation to start doing it live. Started with 1 day a week, then two, then three, then 1 hour, 5 days a week. Then we did not just wake up one day and it'd be a 2 hour radio show every day. It took almost 2 years, over 2 years, to grow into 2 hours every day. And if I could get up before six, if I could get up and be here by six, it would be 3 hours every day. I just don't think I got it in me. I can't go to bed soon enough. Let's see here, Bubba McPherson. Says Gluckstadt, Mississippi, and its growth issues. 7 Mexican restaurants, 9 storage companies, 14 gas stations, 27 pizza joints, 16 coffee shops, 182 nail salons, and soon to be 2 grocery stores. That'll probably both close by 9 p.m. and take up all their meat by 7. Well, Gluckstadt's growth is because Jackson, Mississippi, is the surrounding area's Chamber of Commerce. Jackson, Mississippi is the best home seller in the county. Chakwe Lumumba is real estate agent of the year in the surrounding areas. He sold more houses in Rankin and Madison County than anybody without even trying to. So when people say all the time that we need a healthy capital city, we do. And that's one of the reasons I fight for it. Not because I love the citizens of Jackson. No, because I understand at this point in the game, I understand that a healthy capital city keeps our suburbs healthy. Because, I mean, all these thugs need something to rob. It might as well be stuff in Jackson, not having to come out to the county to do it. It's kind of a joke. I mean, I saw where all these dollar stores are closing, and people are mad about it. They're claiming it's racism. The dollar stores are closing. This isn't necessarily in Jackson. I think this is up in Memphis, but... you know, same energy. When you rob them persistently and people die, they're not entitled to have to stay open. I saw where somebody wanted to make a law where citizens can sue grocery stores if they close. That's not how any of this works. That's not how any of this works. Let's see here. I don't want, somebody's calling. I think it's Master D. I don't feel like answering the phone right now. We're doing something. Master D, call back. Jeremy says, is Mississippi still the purplest state in the union? Yes. Kenneth says, Rankin County NAACP calls for sheriff's resignation. Well, anytime the NAACP is wanting something, it just automatically tends to push me the other direction. They have lost the plot. What started out as a good cause, it has outlived its usefulness. Let's see here. Ryan Acker says, do a segment on the car business. You were in it. I've been doing it for 7 years. Kind of give people the lowdown on the process of buying a car, the how-to. Maybe have a phone guest from a GM or a salesperson. Help educate the people that they can't buy a new Honda Pilot for $10,000 off sticker. So I'm efforting that. We're going to have Daniel Freeman. This will be on the used car side on the show here soon from Noel Daniels. And we may even try to buy a used car from you guys. Buy one of your cars live on radio. But we're also efforting the folks over at Mazda Jackson. Have them in the studio here one day. And we will. It ain't going to be like your typical interview. It's going to be having a conversation, explaining to people how it works, why this imaginary world that your grandpa and daddy lied to you about, where they said you that you can go in and you can get $10,000 off. That's not real life. You know, you're gonna have a miserable shopping experience if you go into a dealership and you think there's a $10,000 discount. I'm just gonna tell you. Now, there's been times where huge rebates and some other nonsense, and you may in the old age units a lot of moving parts there. But if you ain't got $5,000-$6,000 in rebates, there ain't no $10,000 off on a vehicle. And I don't think they're doing that kind of stuff anymore anyway. They don't have to. See, the public played itself during COVID. Instead of just holding on to your cars for a couple years, y'all all went and overpaid for a bunch of stuff. Raised the price of tea in China. Oh my God, my truck's 3 years old. I gotta get a new one. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Okay, I'll pay $100,000 for that $70,000 F-150. Played yourselves. Tim says, and how about how great our country is doing, not rather, I don't understand that question. Says, too bad there's not as much good to talk about anymore, just crime and corruption and other bad stuff. Yep. Kim has said corporal punishment in public schools, so that ended up being our question of the day for hour one, was do you believe that corporal punishment should be in schools? I do. I believe the overwhelming majority of all you did too, the text in, and we didn't get any calls, but text in. Let's see here. Kevin says, and I haven't read any of these, by the way, since this morning. Kevin says, look for something positive to talk about if there even is anything. I love your show and the realistic views, but I have gotten to where it's somewhat depressing to start the day out with. Well, I mean, look, this show has always been a news reaction show. So that's what we talk about, the news. This has never been like Clay's deep thought show. We'll have interviews here and there, but at the end of the day, it's conversation about what's going on in the world. The world's a very bad place right now. It's not a whole lot of good going on in it, and especially not a whole lot of good going on around here. And that's the other thing, too. You know, a lot of people tell me, Clay, you only talk about bad stuff. Cool, send me some good stuff. Hey, I look on news websites. I look for stuff to talk about. The overwhelming majority of what the news post is bad stuff. You know, if there's some good news to talk about, holler at your boy. I'd love to hear a good story. Hey, what is good news, really? They're building a new fast food restaurant somewhere? They're going to put a new chicken joint somewhere on Lakeland Drive? I mean, what is good news? I'm a serious question. When people, Kevin, this ain't about you, so don't take this the wrong way. I'm just using your question as my jump off point here. And when people say, talk about stuff positive, like what? I mean, seriously. What do y'all think is good news? Because usually, and this at the end of the day, this is kind of a political show. So it's good news on one side is bad on the other. So it just depends on your perspective. Nobody died today? I'm not trying to sound like a smart butt here. That's a real question. Like, what is good news? Tim says, Rankin County tags had In God We Trust on them. Now the new tags have what looks like a magnolia flower and No In God We Trust. And I tell Tim, I say, that is the entire state, not just Rankin County. I believe if it was up to Rankin County, it would still have In God We Trust, knowing Rankintonians like I do. That was a Mississippi issue there. I don't know if Tate Reeves has final say-so on tag approvals. I'm not sure how that works. It would seem like an important thing, but no, they took the In God We Trust off because I don't think they trust in God here anymore. They just think this state's way too purple to trust in God. Jason, it's a weird spelling, J-A-C-E-N, says the difficulties divorced fathers have with a sexist judicial system against them. This is one of the ones I replied to last night that I did see. And my answer to that is the entire divorce process in Mississippi is a joke. Me and Sean talked about this the other day. I don't know if the bill has gone through, if it's died, I don't know where it stands, but they're trying to finally get no-fault divorces. Because there is no no-fault divorce in Mississippi. So they're trying to make that a thing where, like, maybe I'm saying it wrong, but where one person can finally just decide they want a divorce and get it. Now, I never had a custody fight. Me and my child's mother got along and came to a simple solution, and we stuck with that. But I know a lot of people do get screwed on that. And I don't like the way that the system rewards women additional money by having kids with multiple dads. So I don't remember the exact percentages off the top of my head. If somebody knows, feel free to chime in. But let's just say dad A, you get divorced, he's liable for 30% for the first kid. If they have a second kid, then it's like another 15% of his income. But if the same woman has a kid with dad A, there's 30% of his income. Dad B, 30% of his income. Dad C, 30% of his income. But we devalue the kids as they go. I don't want, as I just play this out in my head, I think that would be even more unfair for dad A to have two kids and it be 60% of his income, but nonetheless, it rewards them for having more baby daddies. And there's some people out there that at the end of the day, it's a business for some of these women. Child support is a business for them. Let's take a break. This is Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by our friends over at Mercy House Auto Center and Teen Challenge down there in Georgetown, Mississippi. Crystal Springs, Mississippi, I mean. The rehab facility is in Georgetown. The car lot is in Crystal Springs. Hey, guys, if you're looking for something in that $10,000 to $20,000 range, you got some credit issues, they got you covered down there at Mercy House Auto Center. Hey, look, good credit too, obviously, but they do have some financing programs in place because they're able to kind of focus on higher mileage vehicles and stuff of that nature. And people, you know, let me, quick explanation of the car business here. There's multiple different kinds. We have three different dealerships on the show, and all three offer a different type vehicle for folks. You've got your new car dealership over there in Mazda of Jackson. They've got obviously new cars, different financing plans in place through the manufacturers for those. And they, of course, have lower mileage used cars as well, certified pre-owns, stuff like that. Then you go to Noel Daniels out in Brandon. They have late model pre-owned stuff. They can focus on whatever kind of inventory that works best for their customers. You know, some of it can be lower mileage and newer. And then some of it, they can dabble into a 10-year-old truck with 130,000 miles. Your interest rates are going to be higher through the banks for those, but you're paying less for them. So there's a little juggling act, figure out what works best for you financially. And then, you know, but they still may have stuff that's $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 out there, just depending on what it is, obviously. And then you have the other end of stuff, which is going to be Mercy House Auto Center, which is going to be older vehicles, a little higher mileage, but they're going to be very affordable from a price standpoint. But the hard thing with that is financing is harder on older vehicles, higher mileage vehicles. You're just going to pay high interest on it unless you go through your credit union and get a really good rate as a personal loan, not so much a guaranteed loan, an unsecured loan. So there's ways to do it. If you got great credit, you kind of hold the keys, so to say. But interest rates are high right now, and that obviously affects the car business. if a low rate is your goal, you need to go buy a new vehicle and go through their finance company, like Mazda Credit or something like that. If you want an inexpensive vehicle, you're going to pay higher interest if you got to finance a $10,000 car. It just is what it is. But if a lesser expensive vehicle is in your cards, that's what you need, you get down to Mercy House. They got some financing in place, get you taken care of, get a good dependable vehicle. And the great thing is they're a 501(c) or C3. I always get that confused. So the profits from that business go to fund Mercy House Teen Challenge. Hey, you got a vehicle you want to donate? Donate it to them. Get a write-off for it. MercyHouseAutoCenter.com. I want to read some of your text messages here on the Guns and Gear text line. Hey, also, by the way, guys, if y'all are ever trying to get in touch with me, if there's a customer service issue, you got the wrong shirt, didn't get the right shirt, anything like that, or just for anything, my Facebook Messenger on the big page, the one that's got me wearing the black shirt and the belt, that is the worst way to try to reach me. I have all the notifications for that page turned off. It does so much engagement. My phone would be buzzing 24/7, and I can't just turn on the messenger, unfortunately, the way those business pages work. At least I can't figure out how to. So I just rarely check those messages. It's a lot of hate mail in there, a lot of spam, just a lot, you know, it's a bit of a drag. So if you ever need me, my email address is clay@wyab.com. Or the Guns and Gear text line is probably the most efficient way to get in touch with me. Just mention that. Speaking of Guns and Gear text line, Reaganken says, talk about Polo and Sasha, his love lady, forgot her name, the lady you and Sean had fun with. Man, there's no update on that. No update. They're having last I heard they were having a hard time finding him representation. I don't know if they found any or not. Ty came back and said, these Republican far pages are Democrats in disguise playing TikTok politics. TikTok politics are, if I pretend to be this, then tell everyone they could be this too, then we win. In other words, yeah, we are Republicans that are voting Democrat, but you can vote Democrat and still be Republican just like us. It's definitely a mind game they're playing. 100%. Anytime somebody tells me that you're a Republican, but you're not voting for Trump, you're not a Republican. You're worse than a Democrat. I mean, I at least respect Democrats for owning their crazy. You're in crazy denial. You're like a gay in the closet. I ain't got no problem with gay folks, but just be you, boo-boo. You know, you're an in-the-closet Democrat. Which to me, that is the worst thing a human being could be, right there with a pedophile. I said it. You know you wanted to say it. Let's continue our speed dating process here, our speed topics. I like this stuff. I could do this more often. Jeremy Warren hit me up with a bunch of different things. So I'm just going to start at the top. Why does Mississippi have something? I mean, I think what he's trying to say is, why doesn't Mississippi have something like the Hazelwood Act that Texas has? I don't know. He also says, not much economic development between I-10 and 20. It's not, hey, rural is good. It's good to have rural areas. Some people don't want to live around everything. He also says, state of Mississippi should be inviting the illegals in the city of Jackson. At least they would have working class, not just welfare class. If you listen to this show for more than 5 minutes, you know I'm a big advocate for a big chunk of illegals to come to Jackson. Jacksonians overwhelmingly, proudly voted for Joe Biden. So when you vote for somebody, you're voting for all of their policies and politics. You in hand deserve to reap all of the benefits of those policies for standing in and voting for Biden. I 100% believe that they should start busing those illegals in right to Jackson. Start siphoning all of their resources from the welfare class to the new working class. I know that's not a popular opinion because y'all say, oh, Clay, clutching your pearls, Clay. But they may come to Rankin or Madison County. Hey, it's up to us to defend that space. I had a conversation with somebody the other day, and we were talking about, long story short, it came back to, I said I would never go to Memphis again, and we're talking about how Memphis and Jackson have kind of become the same thing, just that whole I-55 corridor, Memphis, Jackson, New Orleans, all been taken over. Then somebody asked me, how do we save it? It's like, we don't. We save what we have now. We learn from our mistakes. We should have never forfeited Jackson. We fight back where we're at. We refuse to bow, refuse to bend, refuse to accept crime, poverty, fatherlessness. We stand up and we fight where we're at. If lawless Democrats want to start moving in, we make it very, very uncomfortable for them. You know what I'm saying? Let's take a break. Come back, land the plane for the day. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Shows. Get ready to land the plane for the day. I want to thank everybody that chimed in on Facebook last night for the topics. We may have some leftover to hit tomorrow. Not may. We definitely will have some leftover to hit tomorrow, barring any big stories. I do want to remind folks, I was thinking about it during the break. Somebody said, why not talk about more good news stuff? That's just not what we do here. It's not what I do here. I'm sure there's great good news stories out to be found all over the internet. We talk about all that's going on wrong in the world, and we shine a light into dark places. And that's what we do here. And that is good news because we're letting people know that they're not going to get away with it, that we see them and we're going to call them out on it. And hopefully one day lead to them doing the perp walk, the hottest new dance craze on TikTok. Go buy a shirt from me. Buy FAFO.com. Use FAFO50 to buy one, get one half off today.